This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to BCNN1, Fred Price Jr. has stepped down as pastor of Crenshaw Christian Center in Los Angeles, California. The move followed a month of sabbatical, with his wife Angel standing by his side. He said in a statement approximately a month ago, "I came before you to announce that I would be taking a 3-month sabbatical. Well, I'm here today to give you an update. I have struggled with, and I am correcting and making amends for serious personal misjudgments, which have affected my life and my family and which I deeply regret. I have betrayed the trust of God, my family, and you, my church, and for that I am so sorry. Therefore, I'm going to step down as pastor at this time. I have submitted myself to my father's, our pastor's plan of restoration. Chief among those is I will be attending Sunday service starting next week and throughout the year so that I can hear the word and be restored in order to fulfill the call on my life to ministry." He went on to say, "In closing, I would like to ask that you respect my family's privacy while we work through this personal situation. I thank you all for the support you have given me. As pastor, I love you all, and I solicit your prayers during this difficult time." Second, today, according to the Washington Post, the White House issued an ominous warning to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Monday night, pledging that his regime would pay a heavy price if it carried out another chemical attack this year. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that the United States had detected evidence of preparations for a chemical attack, similar to the preparations that occurred before an attack in April. Russia, a key Syrian ally, dismissed the White House statement on Tuesday and called Washington's threats against Syria unacceptable. Third, today, according to the Associated Press, relatives of a black man who was gunned down by a white police officer in Louisiana's capital are suing the city on Tuesday, claiming the shooting fit a pattern of racist behavior and excessive force by its police force. Attorneys for Alton Sterling's 5 children plan to file the wrongful death lawsuit in state court against the city of Baton Rouge, its police department and police chief, and the 2 officers involved in last summer's deadly encounter. Officer Blaine Salamone shot Sterling 6 times during a struggle outside a convenience store where the 37-year-old was selling homemade CDs. Fourth, today, according to Reuters, the image of the United States has deteriorated sharply across the globe under President Donald Trump, and an overwhelming majority of people in other countries have no confidence in his ability to lead, a survey from the Pew Research Center showed. 5 months into Trump's presidency, the survey spanned 37 nations, showed U.S. favorability ratings in the rest of the world, slumping to 49% from 64% at the end of Barack Obama's 8 years in the White House. But the falls were far steeper in some of America's closest allies, including U.S. neighbors Mexico and Canada, and European partners like Germany and Spain. Fifth, today, according to the Washington Free Beacon, a wellness center connected to a church founded by Illinois Democratic Representative Bobby Rush has received $650,000 in taxpayer-funded government grants in 2017. Public records show and has pulled in more than $15 million in grants since 2008. Rush, who was first elected to Congress in 1992, founded the beloved Community Christian Church, a non-denominational church located in Chicago, in 2002. The Democratic congressman has steered hundreds of thousands in campaign funds to the church. Sixth today, according to the AP, authorities say a bomb planted under or inside a car has killed a senior Ukrainian military intelligence officer in the country's capital. Photos from the scene show the mangled vehicle in the middle of a Kyiv intersection. Police say the car's driver was killed immediately and 2 passers-by were slightly injured in the Tuesday morning blast. The Defense Ministry identified the victim as Colonel Maxim Shapovol of the Chief Directorate of Intelligence. Ukrainian media reported that Shapovol was Chief of Military Intelligence's Special Forces. Finally today, according to the New York Times, Google suffered a major blow on Tuesday after European antitrust officials fined the search giant a record $2.7 billion for unfairly favoring some of its own services over those of rivals. The penalty of 2.4 billion euros highlights the aggressive stance that European officials have taken in regulating many of the world's largest technology companies, going significantly further than their American counterparts. By levying the fine against Google, more than double the previous largest penalty in this type of antitrust case, Margrethe Vestager, the EU's antitrust chief, also laid claim to being the Western world's most active regulator of digital services, an industry still dominated by Silicon Valley. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Corrie ten Boom said, "Discernment is God's call to intercession, never to fault-finding." God loves you, all he always has and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.